This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
I'm telling you, we are on a spirit series. Amen. And basically today I'm going to be ministering to you on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever made a wrong decision in here? Have you ever made a decision that you should not have made? Amen. And so, but when you are led by the Holy Spirit, you'll be making less wrong decisions and more right decisions. And I don't know about you, but I want to make right decisions. Amen. I've made some bad mistakes in my life. Amen. And because I didn't know how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I was a new Christian. I made some really serious mistakes. But I believe that as I minister today, it's going to help you learn to be led by the Holy Spirit so you can make less mistakes and win more. How many people want to win more in here? I want to win more. Amen. Amen. And so God will lead us by our spirits. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says, Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of the heart. So what this is saying is that our spirit is like the light bulb. Amen. And God illuminates the light bulb with his revelation to us. And so it's saying that God will guide us through our spirits. And I'm going to say this, that, you know, I know we're people and we're persons, amen, but you really are? You are made in the image of God and you are a spirit. Amen. You are a spirit and you live in a body. So you got to get a revelation of this, that you're made in God's image and that we're really spiritual creatures, amen? We are spirit, glory to God. Because when you die, your spirit will go to heaven. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Because I know all you are heaven bound. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And so your spirit will go to heaven. You'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you are really spiritual beings. Amen. Amen. And God created us in his image. So God wants to relate to us through our spirits. Do you believe that today? And I love that. And so there's a scripture in Proverbs. We go to this scripture when we don't know what to do. Amen. And it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with some of your heart. Aww. That's right. All of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now, what he's saying here is that there's a danger in leaning to our own understanding. There's a danger in just leaning to what we see. Sometimes we live our lives by what we see, but you know what? The eternal things are not seen, and really, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. So we're not led by what we see, because if we focus on what we see, that can control our feelings and our emotions. Is that right? And we don't want to be focused on what we see. We want to be focused on the internal and the eternal. Amen. And so I love that. So there's another scripture that says in Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. And so you really want to be, you don't want to be led, you know, by any other thing, but by the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is truth, and the Holy Spirit will always lead you into truth, and he will always lead you into victory. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit will always lead you into victory, and never will he lead you into defeat. And if we're walking in any kind of defeat in our life, it's not God's fault. Okay, I'm going somewhere. It's not God's fault that we're in some kind of mess. Amen. No, we got things working against us. Have you figured that out yet? Have you figured out there's a devil that he's trying to work against you? Have you figured that out? And so we got the devil working against us, but we got something greater working for us.
Yes, we do.
And that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The devil might be big and bad, but you know what? The God is bigger and greater and badder. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that today? Amen. God is greater. I'm telling you, when Moses threw down his staff was a king snake. They threw that, the magicians threw down their staffs. I think it was three snakes. And the king snake ate the three snakes up, saying that my God is big. Somebody say, my God is bigger.
My God is bigger.
My God is bigger. You got to believe that. And you might be in a mess today. Maybe there is some mess in your life, but the Holy Spirit helps you clean up your messes.
Amen.
Do you believe that today? Have you ever realized this? When you get close to God, you want to clean up.
Yeah.
You want to clean your house. You want to clean your car. And the closer I get to God, the more neat freak I become. Amen. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Now that's not in the Bible, but somebody said that. But it was an OODC person that said that, I guess. But being clean brings peace. Amen. And John 16 is really powerful. Let's look at John 16, 13 through 15. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all these things the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take a mine and declare to you. This is talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth, and he will speak what the Lord, what the Father is speaking. Amen. He will repeat what the Lord is saying, and he will speak to us what needs to be spoken at the time it needs to be spoken. Amen. And I love this because a lot of times we don't realize that God is leading us through an inward witness through our spirit, or you could say by our hearts. And a lot of times we are led by our souls. The voice of our soul is reason. And so reason, many Christians are led by reason, and that reason is focused on their circumstances. In other words, if bad things are happening, they start questioning, maybe God's not in this. Or maybe God's not with me because some bad things are happening. Can I give you a clue this morning? Bad things do happen to good people.
Yes.
And because we are in this world. And because we're in this world, God is, he's created us to really, God's in charge. But in being in charge, he gives people free will. And there's still a devil out here. And that's the reason why God invented prayer, so that we can pray and we can ask God to intervene in our lives and in the lives of people around us.
Amen.
Amen? And so we got to get God involved.
Amen.
Somebody say, get God involved.
Get God involved.
Amen. And so we don't want to be led by reason. We want to be led by the Spirit. And then the voice, and then sometimes people are led by feelings. You know, this last song that we sang, you know, it was a perfect song that we sang in worship pertaining to my message today, is that we don't want to be governed by feelings, because your feelings can lead you anyway. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but still ends in death. So it may seem right. Just because it feels good doesn't mean it's right. You know, eating ice cream every day might feel good. Amen. It might feel good to eat ice cream every day. Can I get an amen? But it may not be good for your body. Amen. I went to the ice cream store yesterday. Glory to God. I was thinking, man, ice cream all week. I said, man, I need an ice cream, man. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Amen. I love ice cream. Amen. And I went to Dairy Queen. Glory to God. And I bought that. I just got a small cone, ice cream cone. But that small cone was still tall. And yeah, I'm glad I didn't get a large, because it would have been like this high. And that tall cone was, I said, this is a small? And I bought one with cherry dip. Amen. And they do a little cherry dip coating on it. It's delicious. Amen. Don't be going to Dairy Queen after this. Don't be led by the flesh. Be led by the Spirit. Amen. And so the voice of our body, the voice of our body is feelings. And so feelings can get us in trouble. We got to be very careful. Because you could be married, but you can feel like being with somebody else. But no, you got to stay married just because you feel like, hey, that, the grass might be greener on the other side, but you still got to mow the grass. You still got to mow the grass. It may not be greener on the other side. Amen. It might be some weeds in that grass that you're not aware of. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's some snakes in that grass. Amen. And so the voice of our spirit, this is the voice of our spirit, is our conscience. The conscience that is a safe guide when we become born again. And our conscience is a safe guide, and it's our conscience that will reveal to us really what's right and wrong. If you know that you're supposed to be doing something, that God is showing you to do something, and you start asking people, should you do something? You already know what you should do. Because what you're trying to do is get people to agree with something that you don't want to do, but God is leading you to do. Have you ever done that? Hey, do you think it would be okay if I do this? If you got to ask somebody if it's going okay, it's not okay. Why? Because you're trying to get their opinion. You're trying to be led by people's opinion. And if they agree with you, no, you got to always be led by the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Amen. So your conscience is a safe guide if you're born again. And your conscience is the voice of your spirit, and it's your conscience will speak to you. Amen. And if you say you're going to do something, have you ever said that you were going to do something and you start changing your mind? Well, I'm not going to do that. But you know that you've already put your word out there and you say, man, I got to follow through because I said I was going to do it. Amen. And you change your mind afterwards. Have you ever made a commitment? And then after you made that commitment, you changed your mind. Like, I don't want to do that. But you know, your conscience is saying, you know, you got to go through with it. Exactly. Amen. Why? Because you already said it and you want to be truthful and honest. Yeah. As Christians, we want to be transparent with God. We don't want to hide things from God and we don't want to hide things from people. We want to be honest and transparent people. And so some people that are, you know, the Bible is, you know, the worst type of deception is self-deception, being self-deceived. That is the worst type of deception. It means that you're lying to yourself. You're trying to, you don't want to lie to yourself. You don't want to lie to God. You want to be open and honest. And when you're walking this life open and honest, an open book, transparent, not trying to hide anything, God can lead you. Amen. You're not trying to fool anybody. Amen. You're trying to walk this life right with God. Amen. So your conscience is so important that you protect your conscience. You could say you need to guard your hearts. Because if you're guarding your heart, you're guarding your conscience. And even the Apostle Paul said that he never did anything that would go against his conscience, that would cause his conscience to be hurt. Amen. In 1 Timothy 1:19, the New Living Translation says, cling to your faith in Christ, keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their consciences and has resulted that their faith has been shipwrecked. So what does that mean? That means if you keep going against your conscience, then eventually it's going to be hard for you to hear from God. And you're just going to try, you'll be living your life by feelings, and you're going to be living your life by just trying to rationalize everything out. But we need to be living our life by faith. Amen? And I love that. In Colossians 2:8, it says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy or empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So this is saying that, see, some people might have, you know, might be able to talk a good talk, but if their talk is not backed up with the Word of God, it may sound good. It may sound very valid what they're saying, but we don't want to be led by philosophy or by what the philosophers say. We want to be led by what Jesus says. Amen? Can I get a witness in the house today? And so if you're going to keep your conscience uncorrupted, keep your conscience protected, the number one thing you need to be doing is studying your Bible. I know this is very simple this morning, but you need to be reading your Bible because the Bible will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from the Bible. Have you ever heard that before? If you are walking contrary against God, then you're not going to have a, you know, the enemy is going to keep you from trying to get into the Word. See, the Word, the Bible says, I hid the Word of God in my heart that I might not sin against you. And so when you put the Word in you, then that Word will speak to you.
Amen.
And so the Word of God will speak to you and will direct your life.
Amen.
So again, it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the Word of God can be rightly divided and the Word of God can be wrongly divided. And that's why you got to study the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit is your teacher. And the Holy Spirit will reveal truth to you in the Scriptures. Amen? And in Romans 12:2, we got to be very careful that we're not being governed by our senses to be led by the Spirit. We got to be governed by the Spirit. In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. This is a powerful scripture here because it's warning us not to be conformed to the world's ways. Just because the world's doing it doesn't mean you need to be doing it. Just because everybody else is doing it, doesn't mean you're supposed to be doing it. And you got to get a revelation on that. And I love that. Number two, if you're going to keep your conscience, protected and clear, you need to be a person of prayer. I know this is a simple message today, but you need to stay in constant connection with God the Father. You need to stay in constant prayer with the Lord. And you need to, and because the more you pray, the more real God will become to you. The less you pray, the less real God will become to you. See, the more you talk to your spouse and communicate with your spouse, the more of a relationship you're going to have with them. But you cut the communication off with your spouse and your spouse goes one way, you go another way. That's how you get divided because you don't talk with each other. You don't, and you start losing touch with each other. And pretty soon you don't know each other. Amen. But you got to stay in communication. Look at your name and say, stay in communication with the Lord. And so we pray, so in Ephesians 6:18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times. Underline that, all times. And on every occasion, stay alert, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Amen? I like what it says in Mark 14:38. It says, keep watching and praying that you may not come into temptation, for the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. There's forces that always working against us from following God's will. Okay? There's actually three forces that's working against us in following God's will. There's the devil. He doesn't want you following God. So he will give you suggestions. He'll give you suggestions on what not to do and what to do. Amen? And then you have the world and the way the world lives. And the world will try to conform you into its image, but we're not going to be conformed to the world's image. Amen? And then you have the flesh. Pastor, we got three things against us. The flesh, the devil, and the world. Amen? But you got the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for you. And you got angels. And you are overcomers. And you got to believe that you're an overcomer. Amen? And so as you pray and you stand in faith, you will never fall. You believe that today? To the temptations, to the world's ways, to even your flesh. And so the the more you build up your flesh, the stronger you're, I mean, you build up your spirit, the stronger you're going to become. And so number three, if you're going to guard your conscience, you're going to have to learn to praise and worship God. Amen. And you know, that doesn't come natural. Praising and worshiping God is not something that's real natural to do, but it's something that you got to learn to do. You got to learn to praise and worship God. You got to force yourself, put on K-Love, put on some music, start, you know, tell your flesh to worship God when you don't even feel like it. Sometimes you just got to praise God. When Paul and Silas was in prison and their backs were beat, and they were in the inner prison, and they were having a bad day. You know, can you say that was a bad day? I mean, they were preaching for Jesus, and they got thrown in prison, right? They delivered somebody from a demon and got thrown in prison. And so they were praying and praising God in the midnight hour. And then God moved. Can somebody say suddenly? And so some of us might need to start worshiping and praising God in the midst of our midnight hour. And when we do that, God can move, shake your prison, yes, knock the chains off your hands, set you free, and even set the prison guard free. Amen. Glory to God. And so we need, you know, the Bible says in Psalms 34, bless the Lord sometimes. That's right. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be continually, Pastor. Yes, that means you don't have a right to be negative. You don't have a right to complain. You're not complainers. Amen. You don't complain. Amen. Because if you complain, you'll remain. What? If you praise, you'll be raised. You've heard that, right? So don't be complaining, amen? Because, I know they say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I understand that. And sometimes you can get somewhere with complaining, especially to customer service, if that store doesn't treat you right. I understand that. But we don't want to be complaining to God. God, why is this and why is that? Just be praising Him. Yes. Just thank God that He's keeping you. Amen. Just thank God that He's working, even though it doesn't look like He's working. Just be thankful, amen? And I love this in John 4:23. It says here, but the hour is coming now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen? So again, I'm saying this. If you're going to have a clear conscience, you got to be a transparent person. You got to be honest with God. You got to be honest with people. And you got to be honest with yourself. Amen. Don't lie to yourself. A lot of people lie to themselves. Amen? And don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to God. And don't lie to people. And when you're being totally honest and transparent, your heart is open, then you're gonna be able to be led by the Spirit of God in a greater way. Now, I'm going to give you some ways that God leads us and guides us. And God guides us through an inward witness or an inward knowing or an inward perception. And you know, that's different than feeling. Amen. It's like a knowing. You know what you need to do. You know what you got to do. It's not like the Holy Spirit saying, you got to get up and make your bed. You know, it's like, no, this is something I should do. I should make my bed. Right. Or you know, you should brush your teeth. Amen. Glory to God. Get up and brush your teeth. Amen. You know what you need to do. These are natural things. But God leads us through an inward witness, an inward knowing. In Acts 27, 9 through 11, it says, when considerable time has passed and the voyage was now dangerous, since even the fast was already over, Paul began to admonish them and said to them, men, I perceive that the voyage will certainly be with damage and great loss, not only of this cargo and of this ship, but also of the lives. But the centurion was more persuaded by the pilot and the captain of the ship than by what was being said by Paul. So they were actually headed to Rome in a boat. And Paul got this perception that there was going to be problems with this trip. And he was trying to tell the captain of the ship, listen, I'm perceiving here, you know, he didn't get an audible voice from God. He just had a perception that there's a problem. Yeah. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever felt like every once in a while there was a problem? Maybe you're about ready to walk out of your house, and then all of a sudden you walk out and you stop. And you said, I'm forgetting something. And you had to go back in your house and pick it up. And you realized you were forgetting something, like your car keys. Amen. And so God will stop you, and then you will backtrack and move forward. Amen. And so he perceived in himself. So God will give you an inward perception. Another way the Holy Spirit will speak to you is through an inward voice or a still small voice in our spirit. Amen. And it's so quiet. The Holy Spirit is like a still small voice. He was just it's the whispers of God. And so the way this works is that he will give you a real faint thought. A thought will come to your head. Amen. I remember my dad, he went on home to be with the Lord a few years ago. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my wife about 3 weeks before he went to heaven and said to my wife, he won't be here too much longer. Amen. And revealed to her, and every time she saw him, he won't be here too much longer. Wow. Can God prepare you for the future? Can God show you things ahead of time to prepare? Can God reveal things to you? Yes, he can. And within that 3-week time frame, my dad went home to be with the Lord. Amen. But God wants to prepare us. Amen. And so he doesn't want to scare us. He wants to prepare us. Amen. And so the inward voice in Romans 9:1 says, I'm telling you the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will speak to us. Amen. And I love that. And at times our own spirit will even speak to us and reveal to us areas that we may not be doing right. Our own spirits will condemn us at times and says, you know, you're not doing the right thing. You need to get right. Have you ever been condemned by your spirit? Now, the Holy Spirit will never condemn you. He will convict you. But your own spirit can get on your case. Amen. In 1 John 3:20-22, let me give you the scripture for that. In whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God, and whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So at times when we're not doing the right things, our heart can condemn us by not doing the right things. And that's the reason why you want to keep your heart clear. You don't want your heart attacking you, or you don't want to have a heart attack. I'm going to say it again. You don't want your heart attacking you. You don't want to have a heart attack. I'm doing a play on words here. But your own voice of your own conscience can come against you at times. But that's to help you to straighten up and get back with God. The Lord will also speak to us through the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that's a stronger, a more authoritative word. At times it can seem audible. In Acts 10:19-20, it said, while Peter was reflecting on a vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, 3 men are looking for you, but get up, go downstairs, and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself. So Peter had the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to him. Glory to God. And that's powerful. And then this is the way God has really led me through major decisions in my life. And this is through prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. And this is a way that God can lead you. That's when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can ask God to help you interpret your tongues. And your tongues will, God can give you the gift of interpretation. So your tongues can turn into English, and when you speak out what God is telling you to speak out, it will give you at times direction for your life, even major direction in your life. Amen. Amen. And so I love that because I actually made a major decision when I was at Bible school in Oklahoma. I was, you know the story probably, I was praying in the Spirit one night, And all of a sudden, my tongues turned into English, and I got a phrase, help Pastor Joe. And that was God telling me that I needed to make a major decision to go back to the church that I came out of. And normally, God will always send you back to where you came from. Amen? And go back to your hometown and help Pastor Joe. And so I prayed that out. But I didn't like it. I said, devil, get behind me. Why? Because sometimes we may pray something out that we don't want to hear. Yeah. And sometimes God may tell us to do something that we, in our flesh, don't want to do. But in the spirit, if we obey, God will bless us. Amen. A lot of times our flesh says, no, I don't want to do that. You know, but your spirit says, yes, yes, yes. Your flesh says, no, no, no. Has your flesh ever said, no, no, no? And the spirit says, yes, yes, yes. You got to say yes to the spirit and no to the flesh. Because to be spiritually minded is corruption. It's death. And I don't want to go into the way of death. I want to go in the way of life. Amen? And so I love what it says in 1 Corinthians. It says, pursue love, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 5, and desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort. Now, I want to stop here and say this, that when God is speaking to us, he will always speak a word to edify us, to build us up, to exhort us, and to comfort us. So the Holy Spirit is really nice. The Holy Spirit will always try to speak good in your life. Amen? And so if you're hearing from the Lord, it's always God telling you that you can do it. You can make it. I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you. No matter what you're dealing with in your life, you know, it may look like everything's falling apart, but I am with you in the midst of the storm. You got to believe that. And the Holy Spirit will always encourage you no matter where you're at. Even sometimes you might be mad at God and the Holy Spirit will still encourage you. I'm with you. God, are you really with me? Yes, I'm with you. And you're like, why? It doesn't feel like it. There are feelings. We don't want a result to those feelings. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. It says, he who speaks in tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you spoke in tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For your prophesy is greater than he who speaks in tongues, lest indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. So sometimes we have a word from God that comes, you know, after we worship, and the Lord wants to build us up through the word of prophecy. And prophecy can help us, especially when we're in a dilemma or when we need direction in our life. That's a supernatural way that God can speak through us. Amen? But I really believe it's initiated through that gift of speaking in other tongues, having that baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I know that Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:2-3, Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And there was three kings that were coming against Jehoshaphat to fight against Judah. And in 2 Chronicles 20:22-3, he was in great fear, and he called a fast, and he called a fast and a prayer meeting. And they had a fast and a prayer meeting, and then a prophet spoke. And he said this, listen, all you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you king of Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. So I'm going to say this, you may feel like you're in a battle. You may feel like that you are all alone, but the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. Can I get a witness in the house today? And then the Holy Spirit revealed to them what they needed to do. And what they needed to do was send the praise and worship people to the enemy's camp. And they sent the praise and worship people. And as they did, God caused the enemy to get nervous and scared and confuse the enemy, where they ended up fighting one another and they ended up killing each other. And by the time they got to the enemy's camp, all there was dead people and plunder. That means gold, silver, and stuff. And it took them 3 days to pick up all the stuff. Think about that. And I'm going to say this. God will always lead you into victory every time. You got to believe that today. And I love that. And the Holy Spirit prepares us for things to come. In the book of Acts, in 11:27-30, it said, in the days of these prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch, one of them named Abagus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which was also happening in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they did and sent it to the elders of the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So here there were some prophets that revealed there was a famine coming. God will reveal to you if tough times are coming to prepare you for the road ahead. Can I get a witness in the house today? So Paul was also warned by a prophet that wherever he went, that he was going to have problems. In Acts 21:10-11, it says, as they were stayed many days, a certain prophet named Abagus came down from Judea. When he came to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews of Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. So he was really revealing to Paul that Paul was going to, minister in Jerusalem, but he was going to be sent to jail. And then he will eventually go to Rome and preach the kings. Amen. And this is the last way that God will reveal his ways to you. God can reveal to you the future. He can show you things to come. He can even answer a question you might have through dreams and visions. Dreams and visions. You say, can God still do dreams and visions today? Can God still move today like he did yesterday? Yes, he can. Because it says here, Acts 2:17, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Can I ask you a question? Are we in the last days? Yeah. We're in the last days. And it says here, in the last days, it says God, that I will pour out my spirit on flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men will see visions. There you go. Young men will see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. So we're in the last days, and he's given young men visions. He's given old men dreams. The men servants and my maid servants, I'll pour out my spirit on those days, and they shall prophesy. So we see here that God can speak to us through visions and dreams. You can even have a vision of an angel. What, Pastor? Do you believe in angels? Yes, I do. I believe that angels are ministering. The Bible says they are ministering spirits to minister to the heirs of salvation. Angels are there to help us. The Holy Spirit's there to help us. That's how God helps us at times. Angels can help you. You got to believe that. We got angelic protection on our lives. You got to believe that. You're not alone. There's more with us than with them. You got to believe that. Say, I believe that. Amen. And I love that because Cornelius, that wasn't even saved. He was a Roman cohort. He wasn't even saved, but he gave to the Jewish people. He prayed and he gave to the poor. And the Bible says that an angel came. He had a vision of an angel. And the angel says that you need to send some men to the house down the street, the beach house, where Peter is lodging, and get Peter, and he will tell you what you need to know for salvation. And so an angel actually directed Cornelius to get Peter over his house. And of course, Peter came to Cornelius' house, and what happened? The whole household got saved. So can angels come? Yes, they can come. And I still believe that God's still working miracles today. Now, I want to close this message out because Anna had a vision. And I want her to give her vision because God is still working through visions and dreams today. Do we have a mic? Glory to God. I don't know which mic. And okay, Anna, you can come up, praise the Lord. And you're welcome to give any kind of testimony if you like. You can preach a little bit. Amen. Whatever you want to do. Amen.
I just want to give God the glory.
Amen.
Because God answers prayers.
Amen.
My sister had a heart attack while on the, doing a stress test. She had a heart attack. And they took her in and they did all these tests, and she had 4 clogged arteries, and she was in the bad way. She was at Virginia Beach General. She was there 4 days because they didn't have a bed in Norfolk General. That's where she needed to go. So they stabilized her as much as they can. So that Friday, they finally got a bed and they took her there. But because she's on blood thinners, they had to put her on heparin and they had to do all this stuff. And Saturday, she wasn't good. We all pray for her. I asked for prayers, and God answered those prayers. And finally, they had to do an emergency open heart on Sunday. She was in the bad way after, but every day she got better and better and better. I can't explain it. The doctors were amazed of her recovering, and I'm proud to say that she's home today. She went home yesterday, so she's doing so much better, and I thank God and for your prayers. I can't even explain. My heart is full. And my personal, I've been getting really close to Jesus. And you know, when you do that, when you get so close, the enemy tries to attack you. And he was attacking me and telling me that I didn't belong in this church, that I had to go to another church. He kept saying, you got to move on, you got to move on. That's why I didn't say much. And I said, oh, Lord. Why do I have this turmoil in my heart? Why is this happening? And then I pray to God to give me a sign to tell me what to do, to please, please help me to know what's right and what's wrong. I knew it was right. I knew it was the enemy. I really did. But you know, you get so weak-minded and your heart gets so, you lose it somehow. And I finally pray to God to help me. Oh, Lord, help me figure this out. Give me a sign. So I went into my kitchen, and I sat down on the table, and I looked out the window. And I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, in my heart, I will never forget this as long as I live. In my heart, as deep as it went, the Lord said to me that Exceed Life Church will be raptured. And then as I kept looking out the window, but I wasn't in my kitchen. I don't know where I was. And all of a sudden, I see my husband walk through those doors. And when he came in, there was nobody here. All he saw was clothes. Where all the chairs were, there was just clothes everywhere. And we weren't in this room. And that was my vision. And I thank God for letting me know that I'm not going anywhere.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Pastor.
Praise God.
God is so awesome. That is a powerful testimony. Can God give us visions and dreams? And, you know, the devil's trying to get some of us out of here. Don't leave Exceed Life Church. Because I believe that this church is going to be the rapture church. Amen. I've been praying every day. I pray for you guys. And I pray that one of the last things I pray for each one of you, that each one of your spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is a prayer that I pray every day for each one of you, that your spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I believe that God is doing things. Jesus is coming back sooner than we think. We got to be ready for his return. I'm telling you, get your house in order if it's not in order already. Start walking with God. Get close with the Lord. Amen. God will direct us and lead us, give us visions and dreams. And this miracle with her sister, how God just turned everything around. We believe for no complications. We believe for supernatural healing. I always believe for that, for the people that are in the hospitals. And God is moving. He's doing things. It may not look like he's moving, but he's moving. Amen. It may not look like much, but listen, I'm telling you, rapture is a big thing, and I don't know if everybody's going to be raptured. Amen. I believe you got to be looking for the Lord Jesus Christ and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. If some believe that we're going to go through tribulation, well, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. If that's what you believe, then maybe God will allow you to go through tribulation. But I'm believing that I'm going to be taken up. Yes, I'm an escapist. I believe that I'm going to be taken up. Amen. That Jesus is coming back sooner than we think. We got to be so close with the Lord, be led by the Spirit, because the devil is working. He's trying to get some of us out of the will and the plan and the purpose of God. But I'm praying for you each and every day, believing that God is revealing his truth and his love to you. And I'm telling you, not one person at Sea Life Church will lose their opportunity to be raptured. And I believe you all are going in the rapture in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. Did you receive it today? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness today. I thank you, Father God, for all that are here and listening. I'm asking, Father God, for those that are watching perhaps online or that's here in the audience that never received Jesus as the Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. You may not get another chance. If the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart, just pray this simple prayer and mean in your heart. Say, Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church. If you're here locally, we want to invite you to come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not in the area, I want to encourage you to find a good church home that will preach the word and help you grow in Christ. And stay connected to Exceed Life Church so you can have strong faith at the coming of the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.